Any thoughts about the mechanism of action with bevacizumab? There's a lot of debate about that. Of course, nobody knows. Any sort of personal pet theories?
Well, it's presumably acting by an anti-angiogenic mechanism, anti-VEGF mechanism. But I think there's sufficient preclinical data to suggest that it may also act by some other pathways. It's very, very interesting to see these anti-angiogenic drugs. I guess one of the ones that impressed me the most is seeing Sutent in renal cell carcinoma. And I don't normally treat renal cell carcinoma, but in my institution, we've had a huge study going on with renal cell patients because of one of my colleagues. And these patients with this very vascular tumors that are very advanced, and they just shrink. They just shrink away because the vessels just shrink. And some of them, unfortunately, bleed and so on because they've got a lot of intra-abdominal disease and the vessels shrink away so fast. It's like treating a lymphoma in the GI tract with really active chemotherapy and where you can puncture the GI tract or perforate the GI tract. And so I think these agents are really active against vasculature. And whether they also work by other pathways, I think it's possible, and I think it's going to be very interesting. It would be nice to know if there's a group you can target, like for Herceptin, there's a proportion that get a big response and some that don't get any. On the other hand, if it works in everybody, that would be nice too.
Where are we in terms of identifying predictors? Of course, we have the neoadjuvant studies that are starting up now, like the NSABP study, looking to see if we can find something, anything promising?
I think we're pretty much out there looking at a broad spectrum of markers at this point, and I think the neoadjuvant models are great. We've been doing some work in our own setting with looking at models for resistance for epiribosin and taxotere in the neoadjuvant in locally advanced inflammatory disease, actually, and we can get biopsies at the beginning at 3 months of therapy and 6 months of therapy and so on. I think there's going to be some extremely interesting work come out of this sort of approach.